Yo, 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 it's myself, Mr. B from ROTPOD. And just like I tell you every single episode, you can find everything at rollingofftrackpodcast.com. Right, Big D?
Yes, sir. What's up, Mr. B?
What's up, Big D? And he's joining me on this episode again. He likes being here. He's sleeping on my couch these days. He just wants to podcast. He just dreams about Rock Pod, saying Rock Pod.
I don't know, man.
In the middle of the night, I always hear you saying Rock Pod, yelling real loud. What's up with that, buddy?
I'm trying to use your equipment and do your rod pods for you.
Yep, that's why my mic's all dirty and whatnot.
Food particles on.
Food, there's chips, and yeah. It's all right, as long as we're podcasting, Big D.
Yes, sir. That's all that matters. Heck yeah.
And I want to start off this episode with, today was 89 Cent Junior Cheeseburger at Sonic's, buddy.
Holy smokes.
Just before I hit the record button, I was munching down three junior cheeseburgers with an ocean water.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Yep. You can't go wrong with an ocean water, buddy.
Yep. And without my without my wife, Mrs. B, I wouldn't have known about it. She told me yesterday, then I forgot about today. So on my way home, she texted me, said, "Remember the 89 cent sale they're having?"
Holy smokes. Is that like every week, or is that like every other? When did they have that sale?
I don't know. It's just she just told me about it. They were only doing it today.
Oh, son of a gun.
Son of biscuits.
Shit, after we're done here, I'll just head right on to Sonic. It's just right up the road where I'm at.
Are you?
Yo.
Do it. Do it. All right. Myself, Mr. B, got Big D giving you some tech gaming movies and just rolling off track with it. Right?
Yes, sir. Giving what the people want.
Yes, sir. Something like that. On the Facebook, Batman or Iron Man, which has more toys, which has better toys? And I got one response. Like I said, one is better than nothing. And this guy, Rob Snyder, he says, G.I. Joe. right now you can't see me, but I'm throwing my hands up in the air like, Batman or
what
Iron Man?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? No, but G.I. Joe, if we're gonna do G.I. Joe, do you think they have, what kind of toys do they have?
Who, Batman and Superman? G.I. Joe? They just have really big guns.
Big guns.
Yeah. I say they're...
They have water gun, well, not water guns, but stuff that you can do in the water and in the air and on the ground, right?
Yeah, I mean, they have a lot of toys, almost similar to Batman, because Batman has a crap load of toys.
Yeah.
But then again, so does Iron Man, too. So, you know, it's hard to say who has more.
Then, And G.I. Joe kind of takes orders from... They take orders from, like, the government, right?
Yeah, they take... They have like, hired... They have always have somebody to answer to.
Yeah.
So then, which,
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, like, Batman and Iron Man, they really don't. But, I mean, Iron Man does, but Batman don't.
Yeah. And then, Batman and Iron Man, they're both billionaires, right?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Both billionaires that can make toys, and I think Batman that he can I was thinking about this earlier. Batman has more toys, different toys, whereas Iron Man has like one Swiss Army knife kind of toy. You know, everything in one piece.
Yeah, it's all the suit.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes, sir.
And I bet he could surpass a Batman with that if he did make different kind of toys, right?
Yeah, I think he could. I mean, he really could. I mean, if he just focused on something outside than the suit, I mean, the suit is pretty badass, you know what I mean? But then Batman, he just has the backing of the money. And then, you know, he has that one guy, Fox, I think, the one, you know, that developing all his toys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I just got a response right now. Batman.
Nice. Heck yeah.
Chanel. Chanel says Batman. So she likes Batman more than Iron Man.
I would say, what would you say? You say Batman or?
I think I would like, I don't know, man, Batman. And when people compare to Iron Man with other people,
mm-hmm.
I pick Iron Man. And then when people compare Batman to other people, I always pick Batman, but I've never had this where it's Batman or Iron Man. So,
oh, gotcha.
So I'm going to sit here with my dolls and play it out. See which one wins.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And, yeah, like I said, I just want to, give thanks to my wife. She's been sharing the Rock Pod stuff and getting some questions in. And so thank you, Mrs. B.
Hey, kudos to her. Thank you.
And she also said, say hi to you, my buddy.
Hi. Tell her I said hi back, man.
Alrighty.
Enough it was
that.
Awesome.
Enough of that, buddy. Don't be messing with my wife.
Sir. Bad enough trying to take over your rock pod, right?
Figure up a deal. And I just want to say thank you to everybody that's been retweeting the episodes, the everything rock pod, and people just downloading, retweeting, checking out the website and whatnot. Did you see all that, buddy?
Yeah, that was pretty damn cool. That was really cool.
So now I'm just saying, Big D and Stretch, you got to start putting out some episodes.
Yes, sir. We got to get back on it, man. We have to get back on it.
You know, right now I'm still drinking my ocean water. Those cheeseburgers are digesting as I'm speaking.
You're starting to fight back.
Starting to fight back. So you haven't had dinner yet, right?
Oh, no, not yet. I've had like a snack about 3 o'clock, but after this, I'll go grab me some cheeseburger, really.
Yep, 89 cents.
Yes, sir.
Get some change from your couch.
Yep.
The first story, there's this guy on YouTube. What's his name? The Laughing Squid. His name is Laughing Squid on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And he took some clips from Jurassic Park, the first one. And
yes, sir.
He edited out the dinosaurs. So if you watch the clip, you're watching the movie without the dinosaurs, and just the reaction from these people, like when they're looking at the dinosaurs, when they see the dinosaurs, and there's nothing there. So it's just it's a different way of watching the movie, and it's pretty funny if you see it.
Yeah, just having these people just freak out for nothing. Just freak out.
Yeah, the camera pans away to like it's where it's supposed to go to the dinosaurs.
Yeah,
pans to them, but there's nothing there, and you just see these guys with their mouths open, and it's funny. And I'll put the link in the website.
Oh heck yeah, man, that'd be something to see.
Jurassic Park. You like Jurassic Park?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I like the last one.
Cool. Another tech story. Vivo is a type of phone, sort of like a Samsung, Sony.
Mm-hmm.
Vivo, they have a phone coming out. It's called X-Play 5, and this released yesterday, March 1st. And the one thing that I'm telling everybody about this is because for about $400, you could get a phone that is just as good or even better than the Galaxy S7.
What?
Yep.
Damn, that's a badass phone too.
Yep, and it's much cheaper than the Samsung brand. So people like smartphones, right?
Yes, sir.
Smartphones.
Better believe it.
And this one comes with a dual edge display. So if you look sideways on the phone, you can see the display kind of curve off on both ends. So this has that.
Oh, that's nice.
Comes with a 5.4 inch Super AMOLED screen, which means this thing can picture blacks and whites.
Oh damn! Pick up the colors real vibrantly.
Real vibrantly, yep. Especially my PS Vita. That's the only AMOLED screen that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're watching videos and playing games in the dark with the lights off and everything, man, the pictures, the colors and everything just pops out at you.
Damn, dude.
So this AMOLED screen, if you ever have a choice between that and the LEDs, I would probably choose the AMOLED. It takes a little bit more battery, but AMOLED is much, much better.
Oh, heck yeah, man. That sounds good, dude.
Yes, sir. Another thing this comes with is 2560 by 1440 pixels. It's about, it's better than 1080p, but it's not as, but it's not 4K though.
Oh, okay, but it just has a clear, well, I don't know how the hell you would describe that.
Yeah, it's between the 1080p pictures and the 4K pictures, I would say.
It's a simply amazing, man.
Tech, almost, right?
Yeah, it's scary amazing, really. Shit.
Scary. Also comes with a 6 gigs of RAM, which means you could run like, we could multitask apps and just have a bunch of things running at the same time.
Oh, different windows and stuff without slowing down?
Yeah. So,
damn.
Also comes with this one. See, there's a lot of people who might know this one, a quad-core Snapdragon 820 CPU.
Is that Jurassic Park?
That's Jurassic Park. This just means there's four cores, four CPUs that do all the calculations, and it's on the Snapdragon 820, which means that it's one of the newest newest chips out there. It's not it's not an outdated chip. It's one of the brand new ones out there, which means this chip like saves battery life, does video pretty good, multitasking, and everything. Just like before you even touch the screen, it knows what you're gonna do and pops up, bam.
Oh shit, man! I'd probably freak out and throw that son of a bitch out the window.
It's cursed.
Yo,
burn it.
Get away from me, you spawn of Satan.
Yes, sir. There's more. 16 megapixel rear camera with dual LED flash, which means you can take pictures in low light and the flash will blind your eyes.
Just what we need to be blind.
8 megapixel front camera, which is good.
Yeah, it brings really the HD out, right?
Yes, sir. It brings the HD out when you're Skyping. 3600 milliampere battery. Most cameras these days, they're starting to get into the 3000 milliampere, but before they used to be around 2000 and below, which lasts you close to a day's battery. So this one could last you maybe two days if you use it often during the day.
Damn.
Yep. Hi-fi dual speakers.
Oh shit. What's this about?
Dual speakers, just better sound. There's probably some room in there for some bass and just listening to just a better speaker coming out the phone.
Oh, okay. Yep. Damn.
USB Type C, which means there's no more the older types. This one, it's kind of like the what was it called? Lightning cable.
Oh yeah.
You can go either way. You don't have to plug it in one certain way.
Yeah.
You can plug it in both ways, right?
Yep.
Yep. So this is the same thing. And a fingerprint scanner.
God damn. Does this thing like give me a bubble bath too, or what? Shit.
Yeah, so you can't see that it's a good competitor against the Samsung, right?
Oh shit! I don't even know what the hell Samsung is anymore. From this
one. Samsung who?
Yo.
Yo. Yeah, I'll provide the link at the bottom of the episode on the website.
Check that out.
Yes, sir. Fuck. Vivo.
Fuck! I want to trip myself out on this shit.
If you want to test somebody, say, hey, I'm getting the Vivo.
Probably wanted me to go to the doctor.
Doctor?
What the hell is that? That sounds pretty serious.
Mom? This guy, right? This guy getting the Vivo.
Did you come from South America, sir? From South
America. Yeah, he's going to start asking questions. What country you visited in the last 5 years? Right. And Big D is going to be caught up and go to jail.
Start spreading the disease of Vivo everywhere.
a new virus has spawned from this podcast called Two Guys at Two from a guy named Big D. He contracted the Vivo virus and he's spreading it out through the podcast. If you listen to the podcast, the Vivo spreads, goes into the ear hole and into your system.
It's too late. You already got it.
Too late. If you listen to the intro, you're too late.
Yo.
Damn, Big D, dude. Got the Vivo. You got the Vivo, Big D.
I'm not feeling so good right now.
There we go. That's the title of the show.
Yup. We got the Vivo.
Big D's got the Vivo.
Man, that thing sounds freaking badass, dude.
Yup, it's like a Iron Man phone, right?
Yeah. I mean, everything you freaking want and more. Shit.
Yeah. Iron Man.
That's cool, man. That's neat.
Yep. Okay. Kanye West names next album after a game console. The TurboGrafx-16. That's for you, Big D.
That guy just, I don't know. I do not like him at all.
You don't like him at all?
No. I think this guy is just freaking out, you know. I guess, you know, a lot of people like him. I mean, his music is good, I guess, you know, but to me, I just don't like him. He's a retard to me.
Yeah, that's sometimes I scratch my head on him. Like, why do people like him? Why do they?
Yeah.
why do you read his stuff? Every time I read a word, my eyes burn. Ah!
Look, we just all got dumber just reading the lyrics.
I know.
Yeah.
Here's like a here's a tip for the listeners. Don't read Kanye stuff when you're at work.
You're allowed to screw shit up.
And this is gonna lead off into some stuff that we got, some voicemail, but actually not a voicemail, a little interview I did. Batman versus Superman, Regal Cinema. They are announcing a $100 unlimited ticket.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. So if you pay $100, you could just see movies after movies, or
just the Batman movie, yeah.
Oh, just the Batman movie.
Just the Batman movie. Go in and out as many times as you want. That's what she said, huh? Oh.
As long as you wear the Batman suit.
But, yeah, $100. You give them $100 and bam, you just, you can watch that movie every day. And if it comes out to $100 and, around the country, average ticket is maybe like around $10.
Yeah, so to get somewhere in that, yeah.
So to get your money's worth, you'd have to be, you have to watch it more than 10 times.
Shit. I'll be honest with you. I probably will.
All right.
So I'm really thinking about getting that damn $100 card.
All right, and let's see what this guy has to say. Ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm here with a guy from GameStop. What's your name, guy?
My name's Mo.
Mo?
Yeah.
How's it going, Mo?
It's going good.
I'm going around asking questions about the, have you heard of the $100 unlimited entry ticket to Batman versus Superman?
I have not heard of that, no.
It's only for Regal Cinemas.
Okay.
So it would be the theater in the Cottonwood Mall.
Okay.
Yeah, what you do is you pay, you give them $100, they give you a card, and you get unlimited entry to the movie as long as it's in theaters.
That sounds awesome. That sounds awesome.
So I was just going around asking this question to people and see if you're a Batman, Superman fan, and see if you're willing to spend $100 and go in and out as many times as you want.
Definitely. Definitely a Batman, Superman fan. More of a Batman. You know, that's my hero right there. Definitely sounds interesting and something I might actually do.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yes.
So Batman. You're Batman over Superman?
Batman over Superman, yes.
That's how I am too. So if you do get this, you can go from day one till the final day.
Okay, that sounds good because I might see it multiple times, so that might help me out a lot.
And I think if the tickets are around like $10 each, I think to get your money's worth, you'd have to go in over 10 times.
That sounds realistic for me, though.
So all you need to do is grab a friend and grab some popcorn, right?
Yeah, that's all I need.
Yeah, cool. All right, thanks for your time.
Yeah, not a problem.
Booyah. So there's a guy on the ticket as well.
Oh, shit.
So he's with you, Big D. He's going to buy the ticket.
Yeah, I think so, man. I mean, I really am. I mean, I'm so stoked. I've seen the trailers, dude, and there ain't a doubt in my mind that I'm not going to love this movie.
Deal.
No matter what.
And the final trailer, did you see where Superman's going to hit Batman and Batman blocks his punch?
Yeah, it's with his suit. Batman's wearing his iron suit.
Yep, and punches him, and bam, he looks at him like, what the?
You got kryptonite in that, you son of a bitch?
Kryptonite. You got kryptonite arms?
Oh, man, it's going to be awesome. God, dog, dude.
Gonna be amazeballs.
Oh man, for sure.
Gotta hashtag that, buddy, all over Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, amazeballs.
I think so. You know what? As a matter of fact, I think I will do that.
Yes, sir. And all right, this podcast is too fun, but we got a few voicemails, Big D.
All right, let's do this.
Let's do this, son. First voicemail. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Rolling Off Track Podcast. I love the show. This is Courtney from the Quadcast Podcast. And I want to know one thing about you guys. I want to know if you've ever gotten arrested or if you've ever been pulled over, or if you guys aren't that radical, then maybe what about if if you got a tattoo, what would it be? Or if you do have tattoos, explain us how you do it. So that's a couple questions, I know. But hopefully something you guys can work with. Love the show. Keep up the good work, man. Love listening.
Bye. Yeah. Shout out to Courtney from the Quadcast Podcast. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Shout out to you, my friend.
Thanks for sharing the podcast tweets. Yep. Big shout out to this guy. And he was asking if you've ever been arrested.
Which time?
For me, I've never been arrested.
No?
No.
Oh, that's good, man. That's good. Okay, I was arrested in middle school. Well, it was more or less taken to the juvie home. Down at Carlsbad, that was bridge, going to the beach down there, you know, where you can swim and all that.
Yeah.
Well, me and my friends were underneath the bridge, and we had bottle rockets, and it was around the 4th of July. And every time cops would go over the bridge, we'd shoot bottle rockets at them. Yeah, dumb, I know. Sorry. Dumb kids.
But it's fun, right?
Yes, we did that for maybe 10 minutes, and then, yeah, they kind of caught up with us.
Yeah.
And that's, that was probably the time I got thrown in the slammer.
I think the key part was if you did it a small amount of time at different times, then you probably wouldn't have gotten caught, huh?
Yeah, but we were having too much fun. We wanted to just blow something up.
Yeah. Next one, have you ever been pulled over? I have been pulled over. The one that I can remember right now is there's one we were coming back from San Antonio, coming back to Albuquerque.
Oh, nice.
And we were speeding, or I was speeding.
Oops.
My wife and son and nephew were in the back, and we were just headed home, just wanted to get home, and I was speeding. And after so many miles, there's actually a train behind us just following me.
Oh, yeah.
So we're coming up over this big hill, and you can't see over, right?
Yo.
So just coming over this hill, speeding, and everybody's behind you. Just it came over this hill, and this cop, right when the cop was seen, the radar came on. So I was like, "Oh man!" And I can't, if I slow down, the guy behind me, because he's going fast, he might hit me or something. So I kind of slowly slowed down, and his lights turned on. He turned around, and by then all of us were still behind each other, or they were all behind me. So we were all going slower and slower, and he came all the way to the front and pulled me over.
The leader of the game.
Leader of the game.
Oh man, that sucks. And those speeding tickets aren't cheap either.
Yep. So, yes, sir. And another one, there's Disneyland in California, Anaheim.
Mm-hmm.
I did a U-turn where it was illegal to do a U-turn.
Don't you hate that shit? What the hell do you want me to do? Go around this whole damn city to come
back? Yep. So, those are the two that I remember. What about you, Big D?
Oh, man, I haven't got a speeding ticket pulled over probably over 5.5 years, bud.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the last time I got it pulled over is on the Big Eye Interchange.
Uh-huh.
And I was going 20 miles over the speed limit. Yeah. I was late for work.
Yeah. So it's speeding, right?
Yes, sir. That was an easy $315 I ever lost.
Man, $315.
Yeah. And he wouldn't give me a break either. But then again, that didn't slow down for a while.
Oh, you didn't show him a little something?
Well, I did. That's why he charged me more.
Wrong cop, buddy.
Yup. Yeah, but that was the last time for me, buddy.
Cool. Tattoo. What about tattoo?
I only have an initial on my arm, and that was when I was 14.
Oh, okay. Does it say Big D?
Yeah, kind of. Kind of. It's in lowercase letters.
Cool. For me, I don't have any tattoos, but I've always thought about it. And sometimes, you know, you sometimes I think, I'm going to get one, but that feeling goes away. And then you say, maybe later. And then another time comes around and I say, yeah, that sounds pretty cool. That sounds pretty good. Then the time goes by again. So, so maybe one of these days, one of these days.
Heck yeah.
Maybe I should do one on ROTPOD on my back.
They'll cover your whole back.
Cover my whole back. If I do that, I better dedicate my whole life to this podcast, right?
You better be earning some money, buddy.
Gotta be earning some money if I can get that tattoo.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Cool. So thanks to Courtney from the Quadcast podcast for sending your question.
Yes, sir. Thank you, buddy.
Yes, sir. And we got another one. You ready?
Yes, sir. Let's do this.
Hey, Mr. B, this is 505 Kid. I have a question. NBA, do you think that Golden State can go and beat the 96 Bulls record? And do you think that what they're doing right now is a fluke, or do you think they can continually do what they're doing? That is my question.
Hmm. Yep, so the Warriors
come out to play.
Yes, sir. Hey, you're the first one to finish that, buddy.
Yes, sir.
I think the only other person is my wife that knows the rest of that.
Oh, I love that movie.
I'm serious. Every time I say that,
yeah,
nobody, either they say they do know it and they don't finish it, or they're just saying that. But yeah, this is a milestone in the podcast right here, buddy.
Right on, man. I'm glad I was part of it.
You made history, man. Let's just stop the podcast and just, this is it. This is finished. Over.
Drop the pin.
Drop the mic.
Yup.
But first, let's answer this guy's question. Bulls, 95-96 Bulls record was 52-6. Do you think the Warriors can beat it?
Oh, the 96 Bulls?
The 96 Bulls was 52-6, yep.
Yeah, I think I think they could do that.
I think so too. I mean, they're on fire.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, like I said in the vlog, there's nobody that's going to touch them right now. You know, as far as right now.
Yep.
No, they're going to blow everybody away.
I think one of the things that every time a question like this comes, either the same type of question or a little bit similar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it bothers me, but it's going to be sad when the Warriors lose their fire. And at that time, that's when Curry, that's when he's going to lose his contract. And they're saying at the end of this contract, he's going to get bumped up in his salary.
Yeah.
And at that, you know, like right now, you would be thinking, man, at this time, his salary should be bumped up right now. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So at the same time, sir. I'm thinking that when the time his contract's up, what if they lose their fire at then? And then everybody says, why does this guy need the bump in salary, you know?
Yeah. It's all what kind of league is it? You know, it's all what have you done for me right now? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of a sad, but that's how it is.
Yeah, but these guys are on fire. Splash Brothers, and it's not even just about the Splash Brothers. It's everybody, the whole team, right?
Yeah, it's the whole team, man.
Even the bench from
Draymond Green, yeah, Klay Thompson, even Andre Iguodala coming off the bench. Oh man, they're just badass, dude.
Even the other teams are strategizing how to beat them, and there was this one interview, I forgot who it was, but the main thing about this interview was they were actually with the other teams when they were saying that they're nervous against playing them, like they don't want to play them.
Yeah,
that was maybe like a few weeks ago that they mentioned this in an interview.
You know, your coach don't want to hear you say that, but
yeah,
it's understandable, you know.
Sir, so do you think they'll be looking for some, not hiring, but some hiring? Looking for some players, drafting?
Who, the Warriors?
The Warriors.
Yeah, I think so, because after this year, or probably after next year, they're probably going to be looking at to lose some players, because they ain't going to be able to afford to keep them on. Because you're going to have to pay them on. You know, you pay, you know, Curry, but you're going to have to pay Klay Thompson. You're going to have to pay Draymond Green. And then you're going to have to pay at least Andre Iguodala, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the sad thing about it. Well, it's not really sad. It kind of like equals down, I guess. Because I know the NBA don't have a salary cap. But, you know, certain teams just can't afford to keep them on.
Yeah.
So,
with saying that, this year, you think at the end of the season, do you think it's the last of their little fire? Or do you think the fire will continue next season?
No, I think if that goes with any team, you know, even if they stay together, this momentum is so high and you're not going to be able to sustain that going into next year. You're going to lose that, at least half of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it don't mean you're not going to be a good team. You're still going to be a damn good team. But the momentum that they're riding right now, nah, they're not going to be able to sustain that for next year either.
Yeah. So it's just like, we just got to wait for next season, right?
Yep. And see what happens. I mean, they're still going to be good. But not as good as they are right now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And it's, so if you're a Warriors fan, enjoy the...
That's what I think. You know?
Yeah. No, that makes pretty good sense. And I agree with that, just because at the end of a season, anything can happen. Money,
yep.
People change, players change. Something could change with the player and their family and whatnot. And, you know, anything can happen.
Yes, sir.
So I'm always with an open mind, and I'll just say that this season they're doing good, and hopefully next season for the players as well as the fans, that nothing's changed and they keep the fire going. Yep. But you just never know.
Yeah, you just don't, man. And you know, even it's real hard to do, man. I mean, it's almost impossible to do. You know, that's why, you know, a lot of people, you know, a lot of teams, it's hard to go back to back. You know, other than the Lakers, I think they did it 3 years.
Yeah.
it's hard to sustain that high level of play because you always have that target in your back, and every team is going to be just playing you as hard as they can.
Yeah.
So it's hard to keep that level of high playing, you know, all the time.
Yes, sir.
But all we could do is just enjoy it now, dude, and have fun with it, you know?
Yeah. And another team, they could be, their team could almost be finalizing their rebuild, and you never know, next season they might be be top rank.
Yep. Heck yeah, dude. You just never know.
Just never know. So, yes, sir. Thanks to 505 Kid for sending that question. Keep supporting the Rock Pod.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Thanks for the support. And we got one more voicemail. You ready?
Yes, sir. Let's do this.
Hey, Mr. B. This is the Texas Kid. It's been a long time since I've talked to you and been on your show, but I just want to quickly ask a question. I am looking for an alternative to an iPod. I have an iTouch that is, I think it's the fourth generation, but Apple has stopped making updates and anything for it, so it's quickly becoming a brick. but the one thing that pushed me over the edge was I was trying to access some stuff some voice recordings that I put on there, and there is no easy way to do it. It's not like my Android that I can just connect to my computer and pull it off easy. So now I'm looking for, or at least researching, some alternative to the iPod, because Apple is starting to become a drag for me. All right, thanks.
Booyah. So, Texas Kid, he's been on the podcast before. He's from Texas. Again, this was the same question that he asked before.
Mm-hmm.
And the different thing about this is that the last time I thought he was looking for an MP3 only player.
Oh.
So this time he's kind of looking for like an all-in-one. So the
gotcha.
I thought about this for a little bit.
Yes, sir.
So I'm thinking just to buy a cheap Android phone that you can find. You know, they have them like at the I've seen some like at the grocery stores, like 30, 40, 50 bucks.
Oh yeah, you know, yeah, just like used ones and stuff.
Just a used one, or even buy some of those those Android phones that they sell with the prepaid. You know, you can get them like from 30 to 200 bucks. Those prepaid phones.
Yes, sir.
And if you're that's a pretty good iPod alternative because you have everything in one. You can use apps, play games with it. Just you don't need data service. You don't need any kind of service. Just use a Wi-Fi at home and download the apps and for voice recording. And if you do any recordings, pictures, videos, and whatnot, you could always send them to the cloud and send them to everybody. And it's just right at your fingertips.
Oh, heck yeah. That's smart, man.
And the reason why Android is good is because you can also put a micro SD card in them.
Yep, you can hold a hell of a lot more memory.
Yeah, so even if you buy a $30 phone with a little bit of memory, just buy another $20 32 gig or even a 64 gig micro SD, pop that in, and you got a lot of memory for your games, apps, voice recordings, and all that media.
Heck yeah.
Yep. So yeah, Texas Kid, that's my answer for you for your iPod alternative. And that iPod is getting pretty old, and I have a second generation iPod. That's with the scroll wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so with that, it's only music, and you can't put videos and movies on it, but I use it only for music, and that's just the main thing I use. And you're right, the Apple's stopped supporting them, and you can't really do anything else with them. So if you want to move up a little bit and you don't have to worry about using iTunes software, just get an Android and plug into your computer, and it just opens up like a regular folder.
That is pretty cool.
Yep, yep.
And it's smart, and you know, it's cheap too. You know, you don't have to go out and spend out $200 or $300, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you can have everything you need.
Yes, sir. And the main thing about when people think of smartphones, then they automatically think, oh, data and how much do I have to pay for servers and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So with this, you're just buying the phone and you're just using it over Wi-Fi. And
that's
just
good, man.
So buy a $30 Android phone, Texas Kid, and use everything on that. And you can just plug into your computer and transfer everything over just like from folder to folder. And it's all easy and simple.
Right on. There you go, Texas Kid. Listen to Mr. B. He knows what he's talking about.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's pretty good. People sending in questions, voicemail.
Heck yeah, a lot more interaction.
A lot more interaction and just everybody sharing, downloading, streaming. And I just got an update on the Facebook page of Batman or Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
This guy says, I'm going to have to go with Tony Stark for the better toys, but the Dark Knight is easily the better detective.
Yeah, more gadgets.
More gadgets. And again, that's from Texas Kid.
Oh, nice.
He's catching us at the right time and putting that answer in the podcast, in the recording.
Oh, very nice, man. Thank you, Mr. Texas Kid.
Yes, sir. And there's a lot more stories, a lot more stuff. I guess I'm asking, is there anything you want to, anything that comes to your mind about stories and tech, gaming, movies, questions, comics, Big D?
No, you know, that's why I really like coming on here, because I learn a lot more stuff. You know, especially like the Vivo that I just contracted somehow.
Yeah.
You know, other than that, man, it's pretty good. All I'm doing is learning on on your podcast, buddy.
Nice. That's what I like to hear.
Heck yeah.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, this episode 130 is in the box and ready to be shipped out to you guys' ear hole.
Yes, sir. Heck yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Once again, find everything at rollingofftrackpodcast.com, RSS feed links, iTunes links, the play button, the emails for RotPod and Two Guys at Two. Everything links. Just everything's at rollingofftrackpodcast.com. So if you want to share something, share that. And you can always search ROTPOD in any search engine, Bing, Google, Yahoo. And once you put that into search, RotPod comes up with the website. Twitter, Facebook, everything comes up, buddy.
Oh, heck yeah, man. Beautiful. That's a beautiful thing.
Yep. And when you search RotPod, you'll be sure to find Two Guys at Two right beside it.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. And just bear with us. We'll be back on, and we'll be putting a lot more episodes along with Mr. B at the helm.
Yep. So, end of 130, Big D.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any last words for the RotPod listeners in RotPod land?
Thank you for listening, and please keep supporting the podcast, and be safe, and peace.
Booyah.
Damn, man, I think we're getting pretty good at this.
You like doing it, huh?
I do, man, I really do.
Get into it. Booyah, booyah.
I was thinking about recording a video right after this.
Really?
Yeah.
Go for it, buddy.
Heck yeah, dude. This is freaking awesome, man.